Well, hello, everybody. This is Pastor Bert Cloud with your Sunday forecast. Now, this Sunday, we are kicking off a brand new worship series called What Would Paul Text? That's right. We are going to be talking about text messages and the, you know, those really kind of quick messages that we send back and forth to each other. I remember a few years ago when no one texted each other, you know, teenagers would text each other a long, long time ago. But I know grandmas and grandpas and great grandmas and great grandpas and, you know, kind of almost preschoolers are sending messages around with each other all the time. Texting has really kind of taken off in a really important way. It's kind of changed some of the ways in which we have communicated with each other. And so for the next 3 weeks or so, we're going to be looking at Paul's letter to the Galatians and imagining what essential kind of short, sort of like to the point messages he might send to us today as we reflect on what it means to live out our faith in the everyday moments of life. So, you know, texting is an everyday part of life. Our faith certainly needs to be part of our everyday life as well. So what would be his direct message if he were texting instead of, you know, writing those fuller letters? So what would Paul text is the question we'll ask. And this week, I think it would start with, now that faith has come. Now that faith has come. Paul's words remind us that something extraordinary has happened. Faith has come, and with it, a new reality for us all. In Christ, we are no longer divided by old barriers. Instead, we are united as children of God, clothed with Christ, and called to live out this new identity together. So let's take a listen to the scripture that we'll be working with this week. I'm going to read it to you. It's from the New Revised Standard Version, a little bit different than what we have been reading, but the New Revised Standard Version of Galatians chapter 3, verses 23 through 29. Let's hear these words. Now, before faith came, we were imprisoned and guarded under the law until faith would be revealed. Therefore, the law was our disciplinarian until Christ came, so that we might be reckoned as righteous by faith. But now that faith has come, we are no longer subject to a disciplinarian. For in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. As many of you as were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. There is no longer Jew or Greek. There is no longer slave or free. There is no longer male and female, for all of you are one in Christ Jesus. And if you belong to Christ, then you're Abraham's offspring, heirs according to the promise. This is God's word for us. And this week, I want to invite you to consider, what does it mean for you that faith has come into your life, has come into the world? How does being clothed with Christ, how does that idea shape the way that you see yourselves and how you see others? And as we gather for worship this week, let's celebrate the unity and freedom that we have in Christ. And let's look for ways to live out that vision in our daily lives. Also, really quick, I want to give you a special word for the men in our faith community. Shout out to you guys. After worship this Sunday, we will have a really quick gathering after church to share some good news about renewing our men's group. We will make some connections, and I think I heard someone talking about barbecue coming up in the future. I like that. So if you're a guy or you have a guy in your life, you know, let's have them, let's all kind of stick around a little bit for a few moments after worship in Gallahue Hall, and we will you know, grunt and spit and take steps to walk with Jesus a little closer with other men. One final thing I want to tell you is that the forecast for this Sunday does not include alligators. That's right. I don't know if you saw the story in the Washington Post on Wednesday, but in Fairfax at a hotel just the other night, the police were called because there was an alligator on the loose. The cops came out and found an alligator and the person it was traveling with. And, you know, there was a moment that the gator got out of the owner's, its traveling companion's sight and started walking around outside of the hotel. And it was a real kind of interesting moment. Look for that story in the Washington Post. And just know that we will not have gators loose in our church. And if we do have one, I will personally not take care of it. I'm kidding. So don't worry about gators. Do worry about showing up for church. We have a lot to do and a lot to look forward to. I hope that you will be there. I'll be there with you. And I hope you have a great rest of your week. I look forward to seeing you in worship on Sunday. God bless you. Take care.